Well, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat.
And since the last time we talked, things are a little different here in the age of COVID-19.
Yeah, you're right. It's affecting, it's affecting our industry for sure.
And of course, the film industry is a social industry, from the people who make the films to the people who watch them. What is the state of things currently, Tim?
Well, the movie business in Western New York has probably changed and certainly affected for many, many months to come. But that's sort of the thing that's happening worldwide as well. You know, everything is shut down. You know, we had the Judd Apatow movie that was prepping here and ready to shoot in April. And, you know, they very responsively were one of the first people to come to me and say, you know, look, we've got to pull out at least temporarily and, you know, do the right thing for the crew and for the community and all of that kind of thing. So all of that is on hold. And movie related businesses, you know, the sound stages and the Grip and Electric Houses, those people are, you know, feeling all of this as well. The movie theaters, you know, is another sector of our industry that, you know, are all closed and they're being impacted for sure. So it is affecting all of us. But, you know, I tend to go through these things and look for the goodness in some of it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of that happening out there too.
Well, I know that people are stepping up. They're trying to be kind. They're compassionate. They're helping others. What do you see in along those lines from the film community?
Well, you're right, Pat. It's the City of Good Neighbors, again, kind of rising to the occasion. One of the major sound stages here in Buffalo, Buffalo Filmworks in South Buffalo, has offered up their space to, you know, the emergency management agencies free of charge. You know, there's big warehouses and big sound stages with plenty of room and, you know, facilities there that are available, during this crisis. I've noticed many crew members and filmmakers alike that have offered help on social media and so forth, running errands for those who are, you know, shut in or quarantining themselves. So yeah, there's some real good acts that have happened, and you know, I know that's going to continue here, because as we all know, the City of Good Neighbors and the Western New York region is just noted for that.
So while we're all stuck here at home, what about films made here in Western New York? What's available?
Well, sure. I think the perfect distraction for anybody stuck at home is to stream movies, and particularly watch Cold Brook. Was a movie that was shot here in Western New York and directed by Cheektowaga native and noted actor Bill Fichtner. It's this really good, feel-good movie that's just such a positive and important postcard to Western New York. And I think it's fun to watch a movie like that and look for the local landmarks. And in Cold Brook, you saw the History Museum, you saw the Village of East Aurora, the Buffalo State Campus, and so many other things. And it's available on a lot of platforms, including Apple TV and Amazon and Redbox and Fandango. It's a good way to kind of support a local boy that made good in Hollywood, and also to have some fun and see our community on the big screen, as they say, but at home.
Right, where we all must be.
That's for sure, yeah.
Well, Tim, thanks again for your time this morning. I hope you are safe and you will remain so. Wish the same for all our listeners. I know the only way we're going to get through all this is if we get through it together.
Thank you, Pat, and healthy wishes to everybody out there, and stay safe.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.